For almost 2 weeks, hundreds of Indian students were trapped in Sumy, Ukraine, a northeastern city near the Russia border. The Sumy State University students watched heavy shelling from their hostel's windows, fearing for their lives as they ran out of food and water. Last week, we spoke with one of those students, Maruk Nigarzaman. And since then, after a number of failed attempts, she and her fellow students were all safely evacuated to India. Maruk joins us again, this time from her home state of Assam. Maruk, I'm so glad you're safe. How are you feeling now that you're home in India?
I feel so extremely glad that today I'm with my parents, my friends, my relatives, and my all loved ones. It feels great to be back from such a war-like situation where it was so stressed out. All of us were very stressed out.
Tell me about your harrowing journey from Sumy, Ukraine to India. How did you get out?
Okay, so from Sumy, we were escorted by our embassy to Poltava city, which took around 12 hours by bus. So after that, from Poltava, we traveled to Lviv city by train. And from Lviv city, again, we changed our train, which went to the west border of Poland border. And after we reached Poland border, we were taken by bus to Jeshenka town, which is in the Poland. And from there, we took our flight to India.
So a series of buses and trains. What was it like?
It was like we were very hungry. We didn't get food until we reached Poland border. So for so many hours, we were very starving. And we had some packets of biscuits, which we carried by ourselves. And eventually, those also finished.
You were hungry. Were you scared? Yeah. Did you see Russian soldiers or any fighting along the way?
While we were leaving the Sumy city, we saw more than 100 plus tanks entering Sumy. We were really terrified and scary because that scene was very new to us. We never saw such scenes before. Because as soon as we left the Sumy city, the tanks simultaneously entered the Sumy city, and we knew that today, after today, there's a lot of destruction going to happen, and they're going to kill brutally people. That was a very emotional and terrific moment for each and every one of us.
You had waited so long to get out, and I'm curious what the reaction was by your fellow students. Mm. How did everyone do on that journey back? You were hungry, you saw fighting and soldiers and war coming toward you.
Actually, you can say that we had a mixed bag of emotions. At one side, we were happy that soon, in few days, we will be meeting our family. But at the other side, we were also very sad because we are going to leave the city where we have spent a lot of time. And many people and Ukrainian people we are leaving behind who used to be our friends and used to be around with us. We don't know we will be seeing them again or not.
You were a medical student in Sumy before the invasion. You may not be able to return to continue your studies there. How are you feeling about that?
We are not able to think anything right now. We are hoping that if our government settles us somewhere or give us some fees reduction so that we can pursue in our own country. If that thing happens, that's well and good. Otherwise, it will be very problematic because we also paid our fees in our Sumy City Medical University.
What are people that you know, what are your friends saying about the war in Ukraine?
They're very terrified, actually. Until I was there, they were very terrified. They were saying that this thing should stop now. And everyone feels very sad about it. Like, why they are killing the civilians so mercilessly, so brutally. May everyone heal from such trauma experience. That's all I want to say.
Maruk Nigarzaman, thank you so much. I'm glad you're safe. And what a journey and what a story. And I do hope that your friends back in Ukraine are okay.
Thank you.